I'm now calling the meeting to order and welcome all to our first meeting for Wellbeing Reimagined Committee. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Aminia, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Rachel.
All right. Everybody, place your hand over your heart. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You can see that.
And I saw a message that said Meredith was not going to be here, so who's going to call the roll call for us?
I can do that for you.
Ah, thank you, Catherine.
Nicolette Arujo, Laval Brewer, Linda Cardoza,
present,
Jerry Chang,
present,
Meredith Chalemi, Andrea Collins, Sherry Geyer, Margaret Huang, Carolyn Inman, Elizabeth Jimenez, Susan Langley, Carrie Keene,
present,
Patty Mouton, Anne Mudry,
present,
Joni Nichols,
present,
Rachel Owens,
present,
Barbara Sloat,
present,
Amina Sin Matthews,
present,
and Dave Sullivan. And we do have quorum, Chair.
Thank you very much. And I, under item four, do I need to read this? And do we vote on this item again?
Yes.
I'm sorry, which item is that? I don't have the agenda in front of me.
Oh, action items AB 361, yes. Review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953, subsection E, subsection 3. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. So again, do we need to vote on that motion or simply?
We need a motion and a second, and then I will take a roll call vote.
Thank you.
So moved.
Joni, so moved. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
And again, sorry, who was the second?
Joni.
Joni was the second.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and move forward with roll call vote. Nicolette Arujo, Laval Brewer, Linda Cardoza.
Agree.
Jerry Chang. Jerry Chang.
He's muted.
Jerry, I'll come back to you, but you're muted. Meredith Chalemi, Andrea Collins, Sherry Geyer. Sherry Geyer. I thought I saw Sherry come in. Margaret Huang. Carolyn Inman, Elizabeth Jimenez, Susan Langley, Carrie Keene.
Yes.
Patty Mouton. Anne Mudry.
Agreed.
Joni Nichols. Joni Nichols.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Excuse me.
Thank you. Rachel Owens.
Decline, disagree.
Barbara Sloat?
Yes.
Amina Sin Matthew?
Yes.
And Dave Sullivan?
Yes.
And coming back to Jerry Chang?
Yes.
Thank you. And that is majority chair.
Thank you. The motion passes. We will continue to do virtual meetings in the future.
Mm. This is only for the month of February.
Only for the month of February, while the emergency is still in place.
Correct.
Item number five, public matters. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments should be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair defines a different time and start for all meetings for public speakers. Do we have any public comments at this time?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. There are members of the public present. If members of the public would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. Seeing no hands, Chair.
Item number six is introduction of guests. This was originally for Barbara, but I'm not sure. Do we have any guests present at the meeting today?
We have three potential committee members who are sitting in, and I believe that's Jewel, Loft, Tara, Siegel, and I believe I saw Dave Wheeler here as well.
And Dave, you have your hand up at this moment.
Oh, and Janelle.
Yes, I was just raising my hand as what was just spoken. I'm a guest, I guess, for time being. I just joined the SCAC recently, one meeting under my belt, and I was trying to go to the different committee meetings to find one where I could be of most use.
Well, we appreciate your all of the guests and your consideration for joining this committee at this point in time. So item number seven is a working session. The February SCAT general meeting will be a workshop to discuss moving forward and setting some goals. And as such, we need some input from this committee to the general group of what we think we'd like to accomplish. I had asked Desiree to send out a copy of the governor's master plan on aging. And the goal number two does seem to fall within our purview. That is health reimagined. And there are a number of different initiatives within that goal. And I wanted to discuss them with you all, get your input. And perhaps we don't want to support any of these in particular and let the state continue to do their thing. But I did feel it was probably a pretty good place for us to start and have a discussion. So if you would move forward in that to page, I think it's 29.
I have a question before get started on that. So I received that yesterday, and I don't know if anyone else is having trouble with trying to move through the document, but when I bring up the title page, now I'm on my iPad with that. I see the pages on the left, but I cannot scroll. I can't use my finger to scroll. It just disappears and comes back to the title page. Mm-hmm. Is anyone else able to get to the correct page and be able to go in and read it?
I scroll down, but yes, it would go back up to the top.
Exactly. It's not working properly.
So Desiree, is it possible to share the screen, your screen, or share my screen so that we can look at what these pages are?
You have the ability to share. All panel members have ability to share their screens.
Okay. So let's do that.
Did any of you try it on your phone?
I tried my phone and my iPad.
Okay.
I want to make this a little larger.
So what we also see is that humans on engineering solutions are not doing anything. ChatGPT can do that.
I'm sorry.
125 would be nice.
125? You got it.
Yeah, that's still a little bit hard to read on my big Mac too.
There. How about 150? Okay.
Beautiful.
So again, this is from the governor's master plan, and some of you might or might not know, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to look at you all while I read my big screen so I can read off of it as well. What do I want to say? What I want to say is that on Friday, is going to be the first report given by the state to the stakeholders, which includes us, of course, of the progress that has been made, quote unquote, made against these goals. So in some respects, we probably don't have as much information as we would like, but I would like to have some input, or if, like I said, if this committee feels that the one or two or none of these particular initiatives that is being supported at the state level makes sense for us. So this first one is bridging home health care, is bridging health care with home. And they are looking at the availability of services and supports, enrollment in Medicare plans and programs, and difficulties that people are having with the activities of daily living. If you don't know, activities of daily living include ambulating, transferring, eating, bathing, walking. Those are the basic activities of daily living. And so they're looking at maybe supporting a federal legislation for universal long-term care services, or even making long-term care coverage available through Medicare, which it currently is not. And again, I don't know that we want to, how in depth we want to get to each one of these, but let's talk about the five or six that are here and then come, or review them and then come back. So bridging health care with the home. The next one is a focus on health care as we age, right? So how would we modernize the Medicare counseling system, the HICAP, access to opportunities to modernize enrollment processes for Medicare savings plans, to bring the budget into multi-year
Desiree.
Expansion, et cetera. So again, the focus here is coordination between Medi-Cal, Medicare, and the programs that are available and the information that is available to seniors. The third focus is lifelong healthy aging. So again, they're looking at creating some public education tools, seeking federal funding for friendship warm line for older adults to combat isolation and loneliness, and to build a better framework for suicide prevention programs. The D plan is geriatric care expansion. We all know that we have a dearth of nursing, of nurses. We have a dearth of programs that specifically focus on geriatric needs. And how are we going to expand that training and support for seniors in our community? This one I know is near and dear to Patty Mouton, which is dementia in focus. Again, to understand the clinical reasons for dementia and to coordinate the care and the services that are available for folks who are experiencing dementia and or their caregivers.
Rachel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good question. I noticed, do they use interchangeably the terms Alzheimer's and dementia? Because earlier when they described the six focus areas, they used both words in the same paragraph. So I was just looking for clarification.
And I can't answer that question, but okay. I will certainly see if I can get an answer during the presentation Friday morning.
That'd be
although. Number 64 here simply indicates promote screening, diagnosis, and care planning with Alzheimer's and related dementias through hub and spoke training models of healthcare providers. So it really doesn't make, it's not clear as to where any of that goes.
I thought we could avail ourselves of Patty's expertise. I wasn't expecting you to have the answer.
I appreciate that, but we will certainly move forward and ask Patty about that. And then again, the state is focusing on nursing home innovation. So they, again, want to validate what the impacts of COVID-19 were, try to better provide data on nursing homes and the quality of staff, look at possibly revisiting a pilot program for small housing nursing homes. And so these are just some of the areas and initiatives that the state has identified, and I think that's the last page. Yes, for what the state is looking to focus on. Just scroll up, sorry. Under Health Reimagined. I'm gonna stop sharing my screen for a minute. So my big question to all of you, and I know that that was very fast, but is there any interest in us trying to develop some strategies around any of these initiatives? Any thoughts?
I have a question. When we were looking at the document on the shared screen, on the right-hand column, the title of that column was Lead Agencies. And I have not had enough time to research them since we just, you know, are seeing this. Yep. But what are those agencies? What do they stand for? All those acronyms.
And Desiree, CHHS stands for California Health
and Human Services.
Human Services, I believe. Okay. Yeah. And you're right, Carrie. I mean, all of these initiatives are falling underneath their purview.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we haven't seen any drill down from the state yet. So I'm hoping that, again, this presentation that's going to come on Friday will provide some, at least, again, who's taking responsibility for what and how they're doing that. We can't answer that.
Yeah, so we would know more of what the granular level of detail and what's been thought through, yeah.
Correct. Linda, thank you.
Hi, so I think the one thing to keep in mind with the MPA is this is the third year. So there have been progress reports all along, and there are a fair number of stakeholder sessions that have been going on for the last couple of years. So I happen to know the healthcare side because those are the ones that are of most interest to what I do. Mm-hmm. And so if I think about, I'll just pick one of them in particular, the whole Medi-Cal mm-hmm. and what is going on there and looking at social determinants of health, that's under the purview of DHCS, the Department of Healthcare Services. So there are an awful lot of various stakeholder group, and they have different meetings at different times. Some are monthly, some are more frequently. Just about every one of these has stakeholder meetings. So I think it's kind of hard to say which one should we support without the group being on level playing field in terms of, number one, what area, and then what's already been done. It's not like these are just now being kicked off. A lot of these have been in play for a while, and okay. There's been quite a bit of progress that have made in some of the areas. So it's just a different perspective. I thought I saw Marco on the line earlier. I know Marco out of the Office on Aging, myself, most of us that are working in the areas, we kind of keep up to date on those topics that are of most interest to us, or even a lot of the community-based organizations that are part of some of these stakeholder groups.
So again,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, so that brings forward the whole issue of maybe some recommendations from staff as to where this committee's focus as part of SCAT could be best focused. I mean, I know from the agenda, you know, from last year, this committee set some goals to do some educational presentations, to create some reports that I don't know that we saw, and to get somebody to, again, I'm not sure what the status is on those two goals that were a better part of the agenda, or if those should just simply be the focus for 2023. Again, I'm throwing it out here. I tried to provide some framework to have some kind of discussion, and glad to do so. But, some of you have been around quite a long time and have better history and information on moving forward, or even some focus.
I agree with what Linda was saying. I'm relatively new. This is my second week, I believe, at Office on Aging. And in part of my training and my research, I know Linda is correct in terms of updates. There have been several updates. I was just actually reading them before on all the goals that were outlined in the state's master plan. So it may be something that you guys want to review as you go forward, and also wait until I know the county is kind of in the process of trying to kick off its own master plan for aging. So all of those issues will need to be addressed, and input will be sought from all the committees in SCAC at that time.
So again, what do we recommend to the general group then in February in regards to what kind of focus is important for Wellness Reimagined? Yes, Joni, thank you.
I'm going to take a stab at one particular area. In the general meeting the other day, I asked about that resource magazine, which Barbara then indicated was available at OASIS. I went and picked up dozens, and I have distributed them, 10 of them on Friday to my Meals on Wheels. And every single day I have between 7 and 10 people to give them to. And I saw a gentleman today who's already being serviced by the vets. He's in a mobile home that's rent controlled. He's getting Meals on Wheels. And yet I've known him for 3 years. And today for the first time, he said, "Do you know I'm eligible for food stamps?"
No, I'm talking about you.
So if I had to pick something that I think as I'm aging is the ability to give it back to the individual who knows there's resources, but does not know how to access them. I have a lot of people who will take initiative and want to do it, and they don't want to have to go through the social worker who, you know, it may be beleaguered and overwhelmed and doesn't get back to them. So if I was going to make any, you know, cry for something to happen, it would be to make that resource like that available to everybody. I also gave copies to any of my neighbors who were over 85. I brought it to a neighbor who's 104. And they're all looking at it like, okay, this is my roadmap. And I point out that it has an index so they can jump right to something. I think, you know, as I look at the names of all these people offering wonderful services, you, Rachel, and Linda, and Pauline, and what Carrie offers in her organization, how do people find out what's there?
Joni, can you share what that resource guide is that you are
sharing? I will go downstairs and get it. I just have another one right in my front door by my phone.
It's the Answers magazine.
If it's Answers, so that is published by the agency that I'm a part of. So if you want that, let me know. We've got thousands of those available, and we'll be glad to get those delivered to your facilities. We're in the process. I kind of figured that's what Joni was talking about. We're in the process of, actually not we, the Answers group, they're in the process of identifying all the senior centers that need. Okay, so Joni, just so you know, I just told the group, I kind of figured that was what you were talking about. That's from our agency that I'm a part of, the Council on Aging. But I also wanted to say that there's mass distribution, and we've got thousands of those available. They go out to all the resource fairs. They're at all the senior centers. They're going to be another drop off at all the senior and community centers. Any place that there are doctor's offices, the ones that allow that to be there, the hospitals. So if you identify any place that would like to have them, let me know and we'll make sure they get delivered there. You don't even have to pick them up.
The 25 individuals I've offered it to since last Friday, not a single person knew about it.
So, and it could be,
it's a marvelous resource, but people have to know about it. And I've been at Oasis several times. I have been at the Costa Mesa Senior Center. I have been to the health fair at Costa Mesa. I've been to the health fair. I have never seen it. So it needs more prominent placement or somebody there to let people know about it, because it's a godsend for those who don't want the interface of someone else figuring it out for them. It gives, no one can be more vested in their own needs than the individual themselves.
Linda, quick question. Is that magazine also available online?
Yes,
it is. And I'll put the link in the chat in a minute.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a little harder to parse out. And, mm-hmm. you know, I also, these are also the individuals who I've been lobbying and protesting that. And Elaine Genoway and I did not agree. She said, we have a sophisticated clientele. She may have a sophisticated clientele. Yeah. I have a girlfriend who's visiting my house and she's got a master in social work and an MBA, and she can't navigate it online. So
yeah, not
everybody is internet forward, and to tell people where you can find it on the web doesn't meet their needs.
Mm-hmm. So let me, and you first, and then I'll ask Dave. He's got his hand up as well.
I'm off my soapbox. Thank you for hearing me out.
Yes, it seems like there seems to be 100,000 falls. I didn't quite get the statistic, but that needs to be addressed. The other thing is, as far as those information, I could take 70. I belong to the women's club. There, when they were a little younger, I brought up that at the hospital, you know, older people come in with these falls and it affects their health in other ways. They can't function. They're on walkers, canes, and they can't get to church. They can't, you know, it goes on and on because they're a fear of falling.
Yep.
And and these resources that Joni has talked about, we need to get those out.
Okay.
So we could send
a good goal. Thank you, Ann. And Dave?
Yeah, I would just like to ask if I could have maybe a half a dozen sent to my city. I'll share that with the city manager and other council members. We have, you know, many accesses to senior, you know, efforts and senior organizations, and I've never seen the magazine myself, so I would like to request if it be sent to city, and maybe if you want to send every city, the councils might help. That be possible?
And that sounds great. We'd be happy to do that. And Dave, if you can just put your email in the chat, I'm going to pass it on to the answers team to make sure that that is going to be, that they connect with you to make sure they know exactly where to deliver that.
Okay.
Janelle, you have your hand up.
Hi, I'm new to the group. So thank you for allowing me to sit in and hopefully be a part of SCAC and Health and Wellness Reimagined. My background is actually in gerontology from USC. I have more of a technology background. I think I was probably the first freshman in the USC gerontology undergrad program way back when. So that's a little bit about me. But I've been in the skilled nursing home industry. I've been in assisted living, and I've been a caregiver for my mother with Alzheimer's and currently a support system for my mother-in-law with dementia. From a technology perspective and who's really accessing these resources, of course, I believe that it is wonderful to have the print version for our seniors who are more technically challenged. But I think on the broader scope, we could really have a significant impact if these resources were promoted online through an app something that could easily link over to multiple websites where there's resources and support services available to seniors and their families. A significant percentage of people I interact with are caregivers that are in the 50 to 60 year old range that have aging parents, and they're aging as well. They are more tech savvy. We are seeing that the younger generations are trying to step in and support their seniors. And so I think on a broader scope, we can have a greatest impact by touching both the print, but also the online, some type of an app, I think would really be helpful. That could be a resource for senior centers and other points of contact with our seniors, doctor's offices, health plans, various places that seniors are accessing. And I think if we could brainstorm around that, we could try to increase access by getting the publications as well as an online app of some sort or some kind of an online version available for people. It's a lot easier to change things online and, versus print, and it's a lot less expensive, right? So I think we're in the right, we're going about this the right way, but it's really, there's so many services out there. It's difficult for people to know where to look. That's right. And so it's about access. And I think that that's where we can have the greatest impact. And so many of our seniors are isolated at home. Not all of them are getting out to the senior centers, but their doctor's offices, most of them are seeing some healthcare professional on a regular basis or an emergency basis. So having that as a critical access point would be my suggestion.
So there's two things at play here. Linda? Since we are having the February meeting mostly in person, I'm seeing lots of you ask for X number of copies to come here and there. Although I'm not sure anybody wants to drag away 300 copies after the February meeting, what is most effective in the way of distributing those kinds of copies? I mean, we had briefly discussed just having a stash of them at the February meeting. But I think a stash of 40 or 50 is not what I'm hearing from this group. So is it more effective for the council to send them out to specific places? Or is it more effective for them to be delivered essentially in person kind of thing, as Dave is indicating he'd like to share them with his city council and his senior center? Where does that stand? I know you're distributing them in lots of ways, but what is it effective to ask you to bring 1,000 copies to the February meeting? And let's encourage everybody to take 50, 100 of them out and distribute them, or is it more effective to have them delivered?
It really depends. If there's going to be that many individuals at the February meeting and they would like to carry those away, I mean, they're all bundled, and I think it's like 12 or 15 to a bundle. They're not all that heavy, so it would be easy to take them away, but we can also deliver. And like I said earlier, the Answers team is identifying different places. They did the first run right after publication, and they're now doing a second and third run. And this is in addition to those of us that are out in the community. We always take bundles with us. But I wanted to just address one thing. So I think either way on the distribution, and instead of taking up a lot of time here, if you want to get offline, I'm going to actually contact our editor for Answers and let her know of these two that I see in the chat, and then talk about, and maybe she can connect with Barbara or whoever the right person is at the focal point for this group. If it's you that, you know, just let us know, and then decide on if you want us to bring a stash into that session on February, we can certainly do that. But we're also delivering wherever we typically would, but we're also looking for new avenues. I do want to say something about digital versus hard copy. So we discontinued hard copy, obviously, over the last couple of years. The cry out there was they wanted hard copy. And so that's why we went back to hard copy. And this particular edition was done in conjunction with the Office on Aging, because there's a whole chapter in there on COVID and the vaccines and all of that. So that was very unique to this particular edition. But So there's two ways of looking at this. There's a lot of people that just love to have that hard copy. And then there's the digital.
Okay, so I want to make one comment and then I'm going to get to Colleen and Anne and Joni because you have your hand up. I'm hearing a lot of consensus, and if I can shorten or put it into words, right, is that there is a lot of interest from this committee to focus on access to resources and basic information, and that that indeed could be a major goal. And one of the ways that we could accomplish that is the Answer Magazine, obviously, is a big piece of that, but is through each of us who is assigned a senior center to be sure. So we could go out and we could do a review. What's already available in the Laguna Beach Resource Center and the Irvine Resource Center, et cetera, and what's missing and what could be added. And that could be a good responsibility for the senior center liaison and as part of our overall goal. I'm seeing lots of heads. So I'm just throwing that out there for a minute. So Pauline, I'm going to ask you to go last, but Joni, and then Anne, and then Pauline.
I think it might be worthwhile for us to brainstorm of other places to distribute it. And I thought of one this morning. My husband went to give blood. And since we had been told they were in doctor's office, I asked him if there was a copy at Quest, and there was not. So they have a number of places. Though I only know the word in Spanish, sucursales. Can someone help me out with that? Is English? Offices. So let's just say offices. And so it, with the breadth of experience on this group, perhaps we could identify other places. Should it be a AAA? Should it be where people have to wait? And should it be at the offices, for example, at Crystal Cove, where people go out for on the trail? Should it be at trailheads? I don't know. I'm trying to reach the widest amount of people and for whom it could serve, who are in the age demographic.
Anne?
It just seems that when I was volunteering at the hospital, Mission Hospital, all sorts of people go there. We're talking poor, medium, and the wealthy. But, you know, I think if you have the magazines there, and in the emergency room, because that's when they start to need resources, I think that would help.
And Pauline?
I would just say, in my prior life in the city of Laguna Niguel, we did a biennial survey of all of our residents as to how they like to receive information from the city. And piggybacking on what Linda said and Janelle said, it truly is a combination of both. You have across the different demographics, people who are more inclined to go to an app or go to a website or go to social to get their information, but more so on the younger end of seniors. But time and time again, our response came back to that survey that our quarterly newsletter, people preferred getting it in print. So I would say, it's not one versus the other. It's a combination of both. And again, I think it depends on who you're going to be sending information to. One of the places where I think might be good for the Answers magazine would be maybe some of the food pantries. Just have hard copies out there as well, if some of the food pantries are able to, you know, come on board. And then I do like your, you know, the idea of looking at what's out there in terms of the user-friendly ability for people to get it online, app versus social versus web, you know. So that's just my thoughts and comments on it, for what it's worth.
And Dave, you had your hand up?
Nope. I did. It was just a quick comment. If you really want to get distribution, the Register of Voters has a list of every voter in Orange County. And you can go in there and easily get their email address, the ones that provide it, which is usually about 40%. And if you want to get mass distribution, that's a really readily easy supply of of names and addresses, and you can determine which ones are old enough to get it.
Thank you. Aunt Joni, that hand up again, or did you not take it down? Right. So if we focus on focus that is coming out of this again is the distribution of information, and certainly we should support what the Council on Aging is doing with the Answers magazine and see what kind of distribution that we could enhance at this point. With Meals on Wheels, do each individual city distribute Meals on Wheels themselves, or do we, that is how meal, you know, because I'm familiar with Irvine, but I'm not familiar with any of the other cities.
I distribute 3 days a week for Costa Mesa and 2 days a week from Newport Beach. The meals are different, and the means of distribution is different.
But the possibility of asking every city to include that in a delivery with a meal to a specific user could go a long way to adding to that. So is it useful for us to maybe create a master list of places we'd like to see this distributed and then get some buy-in of getting those copies out from Linda's desk? Because I know she's got 1,000 copies stored under her desk, right? and really help to accelerate the distribution of that magazine.
And I think we really need to heed Lamina's contribution and that it be put in other languages.
Mm. And are there plans to do that? And what other resources are there that's already translated into multiple languages?
Remember, everything has a cost, and this is not an expensive endeavor. It's a very costly. So right. If anybody also has any funding sources, that's going to be critical. It's very expensive just to put out the English version, as you can well imagine, and the print. There are some restrictions. You'll see some ads in there, but there are restrictions on the types of ads that can be sold that are printed in there. And it's primarily because of my program. It does restrict, cannot purchase ads from, let's say, any insurance company.
The COVID information is in three languages.
Yeah, that one would be in, but the general answers guide generally is not. I'm actually going to see if the editor is available, that she can actually come into the call, but let me just try that. I'm going to go and mute.
All right. Fair enough. You know, that could be a huge project for this group. And in answer to what Linda just indicated, I'm not going to be delicate. I'm just pulling my thoughts together. I mean, the disbursement of information and resources into the hands that are most critical to get to is really important. And it should be translated into probably a couple of other languages. So if there is not funding that's out here in the universe or part of the county's budget, we have 5 supervisors who could be beat up over this kind of thing. But I would like to be able to say, you know, this is a resource that's needed by anybody who's, I'm just picking a number here, right? 60 years or older, we need to get funding to put this into more languages. We as a committee have taken on the responsibility to distribute X number of copies into vital places. And we're asking the Board of Supervisors to provide us with additional funding so that this valuable resource could possibly be translated and reprinted and put into other languages. But I think the cart has got to come before the horse, right? The real issue is this something we would take on as a committee and commit to working on throughout the next, say, 6 months? And then we could go and say, we distributed an extra however many thousands of copies, and they went directly into the hands of the most useful places that they could be. So again, I'm putting thoughts and ideas out here and not trying to lead the conversation in one direction or another, just trying to integrate the comments that I've heard. So Janelle, Dave's got his hand up again, and as our new member, we want to rope him into giving us his input here. So Dave, did you have another question?
Oh, not a question, just a comment that may or may be helpful. I don't know if you work in tandem with AgeWell, but I know Steve Moyer is executive officer of that, and they do Meals on Wheels for Laguna Hills and Laguna Woods. And I'm sure I can give them a call, and I'm sure that when they pass out the meals next time, they can include a copy of this, and they could cover an area. And I'm sure, I don't know what area he covers, but I'm sure that he would know enough people that you could cover all of Orange County if you wanted. Of course, it'd take more than 1,000, I'm sure. But I'd be willing to give him a call and see if he could help distribute those.
Absolutely. Let's get Steve on the line. I know him as well. Janelle, comment? Janelle, you have your hand up?
Sorry, I had to find the unmute button. I think we're definitely on the right track. It's a matter of brainstorming all of those areas where seniors are accessing. Another might be like a CVS or Walgreens, wherever people are getting their prescriptions filled. I think we need to look at something like that. Mm. Where could we have mass impact in terms of distribution? But I think we're on the right track in terms of brainstorming those, both from a directly to the age population, our seniors, and also, where could we get that distributed to their caregivers, the younger family members that maybe would like that digital copy, where we have a hard copy of the magazine, there may be like a postcard that has a QR code where it can link directly to their phone, to the online version, something of that nature. That's a lot less expensive to distribute with a QR code on a postcard versus, right, exactly. So it's Joni is showing that they have a QR code. So now I think it's a matter of distribution, because look at all the wonderful resources that are in there. And then how do other providers then become a part of that publication in some form or another, truly not just as a means of being an income producer, right, for advertisers, but truly being that amazing resource. And the Council on Aging obviously has worked extremely hard at putting all of these together. And if we can be a part of that distribution and really think through and brainstorm how we can have impact, I think we could have a pretty nice big stroke on this.
Linda, hands up. You're muted.
Sorry, I had to unmute. So what I'm going to do is I actually brought in the director of Answers. And since you have a lot of questions on distribution, I pulled her from a meeting, so we don't want to take up a lot of her time. If we can just kind of tell her what you're looking for. I've already given her the information on the two that were in the chat, and she'll take care of those. But I think it would be helpful because she's sitting here looking at me like, are they talking about Answers? And I'm like, yes. And I also explained to her the bit about translations into other languages and the need for funding in order to fund that. So I'm going to let her sit here and she'll be talking just to you. And this is Marilyn Federow.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you so much with your interest in Answers. I'm thrilled to hear that. And Janelle, I just heard you say some very, very positive things about Answers as well. So we love it just as much as you do. We've been publishing it for 12 years now, if you can imagine. The new one just came out recently. So we're in the process of distributing at this point. It's been at all the senior centers. It's been in libraries. So we are just starting the distribution. But tell me a little bit about what you're looking for and how we can help you, or you can help us.
Well, so I'll try to address that. Marilyn, the general conversation, this committee is Wellness Reimagined. Okay. And in this general discussion, it has been that we see a big value in the Answers magazine and then taking responsibility as part of this committee to be sure that is available in as many places as we can begin to imagine.
Sure.
Right? So my first question would be, how big is your run? How many do you have?
40,000. But okay, we'll be down to 30,000 now. 30,000.
So we certainly would have access to plenty of copies. Absolutely. Should it be needed. So that was number one, was would this committee want to take on as a goal, reaching out to not all, just senior centers for sure, but then where else could we possibly impact getting this magazine out into the hands so that it is more readily available? Because I don't know how many you ended up sitting on from the past years because the distribution didn't go where you needed it.
Rachel, there's just a demand for it, so we don't have any left.
We don't have any.
And honestly, the phone rings here every single day. I hung up this morning from another person that had heard about the magazine that we're sending out, so we never have any left.
But certainly one at a time is not as effective.
Well, no, of course. No. I'm just telling you, it's so popular through the years. Our phone rings constantly for one.
So I know one of the things that we would ask is that for our February meeting, that there be 500 copies available at the February meeting, because there's potentially 34 of us who will be attending or some Wonderful. Number. And many of us are more than willing to take a big stack and be sure that they go places. But also the comment that I made was that if we can better impact where that goes and how many get distributed, then maybe we have a case to make with our county supervisors to provide funding to translate this into additional languages.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fabulous. And we would love that. We could get some additional funding for that.
Yeah. So
is there a master list of where you presently distribute so we know
Yes.
where we can brainstorm to add to that?
Yes, we do have a list. And I can bring that to you when we distribute the 500. Is there somebody that could pick up those 500?
They're at the office. Amina, do you have a truck? I mean, I can certainly put a lot of them in my trunk and take them with me because we're close by.
Where are you located?
I'm on 4th Street right across the up from Amina's office.
Yes.
I can see you. She never waves back.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
At? Where is the meeting at?
It's at the Easter Seals office in Irvine.
Okay. Okay, all righty. If you can't bring anybody over here, I'll make sure that they get over there. Even if I put them in my car, they'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Happy Bye. To do it.
Thank you. Yeah.
And one Bye. Other question, Linda. Well, we have you. I'm sorry, you're not Linda.
Oh, that's okay, Marilyn.
Yeah, Marilyn. Is there, when I went to pick it up at a senior center, I was told there was a cap on how many I could take. So I had to go back 3 times. Is there, in fact, a cap on how many a person can pick up at one time?
No. And I've never heard that, honestly, unless they're rationing them because they're popular. But no, I've never heard that before.
Okay, thank you.
What senior center was it? I'll make sure they get more.
I'm not going to rat on them.
No, it was it's okay. You can rat on
I
us.
I might know them. I was just at Yorba Linda on Monday dropping them off.
She was going to leave this, and she let me take 3. And then I said that wasn't enough. And then she let me take 7. And then he let me come. I came back a 3rd time, and then they let me take a few more.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can pop over there on my lunch hour and drop off more. So
thank you.
Sure.
Frank?
Hi there. So 2 things.
Frank!
Hello. Frank nice there. Seeing you. It's great that you have a master list. It'd be great if you work with Health Promotion to see if you can do a little GIS mapping on where the most answers are already distributed and see the different gaps of where they are needed more with the seniors. Number 2, I'll have another meeting coming on in a bit, so let me know when you want the update on the classes that we've done and in the process of conducting.
Thanks, Frank. Good to see you.
Same here. Same to see you.
So yes, Frank, I think that is a good segue for the next piece. I mean, this distribution or this focus on validating and distributing information that is useful to all stakeholders is, I think, a really good way of spending our time, which also is going to mean what we're talking about in our monthly meetings as well. So we'll continue this. But Frank, I would like to open this to you now and ask you for that update.
So Rachel, before you start, should I get the address and where I need to be with the 500?
Oh, sure.
If we need 300 for our organization, I also wanted to cover the upcoming Oso Fit Fair in Mission Viejo. Unless there's one of the offices that'll be represented there.
Carrie, actually, we're going to be there. HICAP's okay. Going to be there, so we'll
bring it to 300. Well, our organization is going to have a table there, the Parkinson's Exercise Program, but we have 250 members who are participants in our classes. Okay. And so we have weekly classes of, 10 to 15 participants, and we have 15 classes a week in South Orange County. So we will definitely be able to distribute a couple hundred.
Okay, thank you. And I also want to acknowledge Frank. We work with his organization, the Office on Aging, and they helped fund the Answers Guide this year. It was the first time they ever did it. So if you do have any influence, we'd love to have them help support us again or any other organizations you know as well. And to put it in different languages would be a dream come true, honestly.
The address for the Easter Seals is 1063 McGaw Avenue, that's MCGAW, in Irvine, 92614.
Okay, and when is the meeting?
It is on February 10th.
February 10th. So can I just drop them off anytime prior to that, and just say they're for you?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you my cell phone number.
Okay.
And this goes honestly for any of you. If you have any questions, I'm just thrilled that you have that interest in answers. And I hope you've also looked into the checklist and all the resources and back as well. The checklists are fabulous for anybody. But let me give you my cell phone number and don't hesitate to call me anytime, especially regarding distribution. It's 714-222-1731. So 714-222-1731. My name is Marilyn, and I'd love to talk to you and brainstorm some ideas with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll be sure to get those to 500 to Easter Seals for you. And thank you so very much for your interest. And I'm going to put Linda back on unless you have any other questions.
No, that'll do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you.
All right, Frank, you're up.
Fantastic. So we had 7 people trained on delivering the chronic disease self-management and the diabetes self-management workshop this past 2020. And now we're in the process of doing a crossover training for our bilingual speakers, which are 3 that are going to be able to sit in for the update training this Friday. So hopefully we'll be able to ramp up the in-person classes both in English and Spanish for chronic disease and diabetes. I currently have 2 robust matter of balance classes. One is in the Seal Beach Leisure World, well, I guess it's called the Golden Rain Foundation now. And our team is back up and running. Not as robust as it was in 2019, 2020. So we're in the process of considering doing a coach training for the matter of balance to help our seniors remain steady on their feet instead of on the ground. And I also am working with a senior living facility in Irvine. So we have at least 15 people in both the matter of balance classes that are currently taking place. I think Norma P. Murray are going to have the chronic disease self-management, diabetes self-management class in, end of February, beginning of March for both classes. And keep an eye out for emails regarding trainings for our upcoming trainings for our lay leaders. And you don't have to have a professional background to deliver these classes. Just passionate, and if you have a staff member or if you are a retired person that wants to give back to the community, it would be great.
Thank you. And Joni, that hand up is again. Okay. So And I'm not even sure how long we're supposed to be running these meetings, or if we're open for, this has been such a fabulous dialogue. I really appreciated all of the input. So I have a question as the incoming chair. Does this 1 o'clock time frame still make sense for you all? Is this a preferred time? I understand it was established mostly under the direction of the prior chair, who shall go nameless.
No. There were several chairs before me.
Several chairs. Okay. But particularly, Zoom is fine for 1 o'clock for me personally, but if we ever go back to in person, I would prefer to have it either first thing in the morning or last thing in the afternoon. But so at this point in time, we'll continue. We've just approved a virtual meeting for February, and so we'll keep it at the 1 o'clock time frame. But if anybody has any thoughts or big preferences, certainly appreciate having some input in that regard. And I don't think we have any old business that I am aware of. Jerry, before I let you get off, do you want to have 200 copies of the Answer magazine delivered to Irvine for your Chinese Evergreen celebration on the 1st of February?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, if you can. Okay. Yeah, I need about 200. That's very, very good.
Okay. We'll put that in the chat. All right. Are there any announcements?
So could I ask one question? I'm sorry, about those answer booklets. So if we want a big bunch of them, like 200 or so, I guess we'll follow up with Linda, or actually with Marilyn. We'll text her and find out what the options are.
Yeah, Carrie, she now has your email address. I had already sent that to her. So great, she's about the initial 300. So you'll just be able to continue the discussion with her and keep getting quantities as you need them.
Super. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can someone provide the last four numbers for Marilyn, please? The last four digits.
1731.
What's the beginning?
714-222.
Mm-hmm.
1731.
Thank you. Got it.
And do we know Marilyn's last name?
Federow. F-E-D-E-R-O-W.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to, are there any other comments?
Yeah,
go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, these are sort of comments, sort of questions. The information I get back from Steve Moore, should I direct that to Desiree or to somebody else that would want that direct information? Since I don't have anybody's emails or phone numbers or even names for that matter.
Why don't you get that to me, and I will add this to the chat.
Okay. Yeah, I put my email on in one of the chat things.
Okay.
Just send that to me. And I guess I, along those lines, if I can, I'd like to get an email that has that information we showed earlier about the governor and the state's goals for seniors. We did go through it rather quick. I'd like to have that. And if possible, a list of the names of participants with whatever information they want to get out, emails or phone numbers, depending on their level of privacy. Is that okay?
Desiree, you need to answer that for us in general.
I can. I made out a little bit of it. So with the list of, you're requesting a list of emails, or is there something that you want me to forward to the group?
Oh, yeah, I'd like a list of the people that are participating, the group today, and their emails and phone numbers, if it's within their privacy boundaries, just so we know who I communicate with and they can talk to a person later on.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely discuss that. We do try and stay away from having group email conversations because of the Brown Act. But yeah, I can definitely provide that if you want to individually reach out to members, that's fine. But we do stay away from group emails to avoid having any kind of conversations in group of quorum is not open to them.
My favorite piece of legislation, the Brown Act.
All of ours.
Right.
Okay. Take the Supreme Court, get the code unconstitutional. Last comment. I'm not familiar with your group and all your connections and what's going on. I'll probably ask lots and lots of questions. One thing though, there's the concern about medical for seniors. And does anybody use SCAN? Does anybody know what SCAN is?
Well,
okay, there's more. I see one hand. Anyway,
I mean, SCAN is one of many Medicare.
Yeah.
Choices.
The reason I mentioned is because they take care of a lot of the medical problems for seniors. I think it's over 65. And it was recommended to me when I retired from Boeing, I forget which department, she was in accounting and things like that. And she found out that was one of the best ones. She said that's what she was going to do. I'd never heard of it before that. So I did. I've had them ever since I retired, even though I can get full coverage from Boeing also. And I've just used that. It's great. It's for anybody that lives in Southern California. And if nobody knows about me, you can sign up for it. It's free.
Were you grandfathered in so that you get people to clean your home?
No, it doesn't go that far as I know. I mean, it has medical limitations probably, but I don't have those needs. So I've never explored that.
Yeah. Okay.
But medically, it's been fine. So that would be a big help, at least be a step in carving out a lot of problems for many people, especially they don't know about it. Anyway, I just want to suggest that and mention it. That's all for now. Thank you.
Chair. Thank you.
Chair.
Do I have it? Yes.
I'm sorry. Maybe I missed this. Did we make a decision on what our two goals are going to be for the committee?
No, we've only got to one.
Okay. All right. I just like to add one comment to what Janelle was saying. I think it's Janelle, right? And kind of piggyback on what Pauline was saying, in that there is a number of older adults who do not use technology for their benefit. But based on what Pauline said, the majority of older adults do use technology for their benefit. And I think that if there was a measurement against the goal of increasing the access of wellness details, in other words, the goal could be, how do we increase access to wellness information for adults? Then one of the measurements against that would be, how are we increasing that access? So is it that we're providing a tool, a document that they can have in their hands that would be useful, but would be out of the date roughly within 3 to 6 months? And then, so in my respect, I would say, because the largest number of people do use technology, what is this group doing to increase technology utilization for those who are not comfortable with it? And if we can get a speaker for our group to talk about that connectivity and access process, not just for our seniors, but for their caregivers, that we could then know where to do this work, I believe that would be a really strong goal. That one, we can measure our engagement around it and actions that come against it, as well as we will begin to get to the point to where we are getting people what they need.
And I'm sorry, I don't know who was just speaking.
With Al Brewer from South County Outreach.
Can you provide us or provide me with just a little recap of that and any speaker that you might recommend?
Sure, Chair. I will type up that information. And I know that there are several county programs around access, but there's also a couple of new providers in the space who are looking at providing older adults with hands-on support outside of county work to help them begin to gain greater utilization of the tablets that they're receiving for free from the county.
Yeah. I had a conversation with Supervisor Wagner yesterday, just letting him know just how important we felt getting those iPads out to the community was just, as you've indicated, more and more resources are only available online, and service providers are expecting almost all of us simply to interface with them online, and being comfortable with that is also a major direction. So that might provide us with two very good focuses for the balance of the year for us to look at where our activity and our focus would be. So thank you, Laval, that I truly agree that that would be fascinating. Do you want me to put my email, or did you get it when the I'll spin it out, when the general email went out? Did you see
that? What would be helpful, Pauline just chatted me that she wants to be copied. Pauline, do you mind copying me and her so we both have the email address? Do you have my email, Pauline?
I believe I do, yes.
Great. If you don't mind connecting, that way I'll have a prompt to reply back.
Okay. Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Truly appreciate the input and the thoughts. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn? No. Okay, Joni, get off of it.
I would like to, I hope all 20 of the other participants will join me in thanking you for taking on the chair. I hope you feel very fulfilled at your first meeting, and I look forward to working underneath you. Thank you.
Hear.
Thank you. You're all very, very nice. All right, now do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Carrie, a second?
I second it. Amina.
Thank you, Amina. And I'm still going to walk across the street and see you.
Let's do.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? All right. Thank you much. If this was well worthwhile discussion and direction for the committee. Thank you. And Desiree, if you would.